Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey.
The rain like it's time Ali. My guns heavy, skate out in APB. The 26 chapters being written about me, but I be landing them L's like it's time to read. Doing what is best, I'm saying that I'm blessed, hey. Don't the theatrics, I'm promising this on my birthday. Locking in like Thanos, I'll be snapping all the tests, hey. Bring out all the county, it's your place.
Too late,
ain't gotta break out like Timothy. A crazy, crazy been working on my ability. Truthfully, trusting a guy that got my integrity, yeah. Now I'm not satisfied the way that I've been dealing me. Now all these daggers trying like they know me, yeah. But I just bust them loose, I'm just like Kobe. Look, my goal is God, he my ring and trophy, yeah. I'ma be so blessed above my 40s, look, how all these cats thinking they can choke me, yeah, but I just got the juice, I'm like Kenobi, look, I got my squad, yeah, my king, the homie, yeah, now I'ma see the best of to his glory, yeah,
yeah, I'm born for this, ay. Oh yeah, I'm born for this, yeah, I'm born for
Yo, what's good, y'all? This is BRM from Chicago, Illinois, and you are rocking with Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics and hottest music known to man. Keep it locked. Let's get it. Peace.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Candid Convo crew, Candid Convo fam, what's going on, y'all? Can y'all believe that it is actually February 1st? Yeah, I can't believe it either, but y'all know what happens in the month of February, right? It is Black History Month, y'all. So for this whole month, man, we're going to be playing some music by some people that have made history. And speaking of making history, the first song of the night is by the homie DB, because he's a good friend of mine. Not only is he an African-American, but he made history today by graduating. So we are definitely excited for him. We all know that we got the homie Martin the Greatest in queue on the show, because he is the host that does the most. How you feeling, bro?
Yeah, I'm feeling good tonight. Ready to put in some work, man. This is a special night. I think a lot of people, when they listen to this show, it's gonna be bittersweet, but they're gonna enjoy it, and they're gonna appreciate it for what it is, you know. So hey man, I'm ready to go.
Absolutely. Well, it's not gonna be just bittersweet, but it's gonna be sweet too, because we got one of your exclusive songs in queue. We're going to run it tonight. We're going to run it for the whole month of February. So somebody, anybody, better tell the haters and your neighbors to call in and check out the Candid Convo show for the whole month of February, because it's going up in a major way.
Also, February is my birthday month, too. Just wanted to point that out. So
that it is.
Yeah.
That it is. Definitely want to honor those who have birthdays on this month.
Sir.
Speaking of birthdays this month, we got to give a major shout out to one of our biggest supporters. The homie Dion is checking in with us. And Dion's birthday is actually next Tuesday, which is the 8th. So his birthday is on the 8th. Tristan's birthday is on the 9th. which is Wednesday. Marty, when is your birthday?
The 20th.
The 20th. So we got February birthdays going all around. Anybody that is listening, if you guys got some cousins or some uncles or some dogs or some cats, and their birthdays are in February, then we need you to call in to give them a personal shout-out so we can honor them on Candid Convos. You feel me?
Exactly.
Hey, man, well, Marty, we heard the first song, but we didn't talk about the first topic. So the first topic is, you know, something, it's something heavy, it's something crazy, especially if you are in the hip-hop community. Gavi has not only been accused or, you know, allegedly sending explicit and not sending pictures to women while he was married, but he was let go. He was fired. He was dropped like a bomb. He was dropped from Reach Records. Marty, I saw this story last night on Rapzilla, and I shared it, and my heart goes out to Garvey. But what are your thoughts about this topic?
You know, I don't wish the brother no ill will, but I mean, I can't really say my heart goes out to him when we put ourselves in certain situations. You know, this is, we have to put on our big boy pants, big girl pants, and just, you know, and accept the consequences. We don't get to accept the, I mean, we don't get to choose the consequences, don't get to choose the reaction. All we get to do is choose the action. So, basically, when I heard about this story, I was like, wow. For some reason, I was more annoyed than not, and not surprised. I was more annoyed because we talked about the Carl Lynn story. We talked about Pastor, what's his name, man? The dude who came from Joe Alstein Church. I can't think of his name.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of his name right now.
Pastor John Gray. You know, we talked about him. Joe Alstein and stepped in it a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? So we even just talked. Last week we talked about Mike Todd, man. You know. So I wasn't surprised. I say this in that episode, we have to understand that people want to destroy this church. They want to look at the church bad. Now, is things happening at the church more than is happening at other places? No. I would lean towards saying that more good stuff happened at the church than bad. Fact of the matter is, we know in this world today, this society, this climate, that's not the stuff that's going to, you know, basically make the headlines. So we must be cognizant of this because they, I mean, TMZ, when you out there, you know, you just, it's ridiculous, bro. I mean, it's been happening. But here's the thing, all right, and it's the same thing. You remember we talked about the Kirk Franklin with his son commercial? I mean, his son issue.
Yes.
And him cussing him out, like he been cussing for, you know, he been cussing since cussing was cussing. You know what I'm saying? You know, Kirk Franklin addressed it straight up. You know, he ain't trying to make no excuses. He said, "I'm human. This is what it is." You know. We all have something that is our Achilles heel. We all have something that we struggle with. And the Bible even tells us, for we all will fall short of his glory. And the reason being why this happens is because God don't want us to ever get to a place where we don't think we need him. We will always be in a place where we need him. So with that being said, basically, I didn't like the fact that Gavi came out, his original statement, he came out there, it shows a power complex that you come out there and you don't tell the whole, be transparent. Now, you don't have to tell all your business, but he literally went out his way to say there was no scandal. You know what I'm saying? He literally went out his way to try to, you know, repair his reputation as if he knew it was coming. You see what I'm saying, Lisa? That kind of makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you read the statement, he says there's no scandal. He talks about, you know, he candidly talks about their struggles. But, and like I said, I'm not advocating for the man that just came out, yeah, man, I cheated on my wife and stuff like that. But it was under the guise of trying to keep his upright standing look in the public eye. And that's where we lose people, man. That's why we lose people. If you're going to say something, just go in there and say, man, my wife is, you know, breaking up. Please pray for us. Get off.
Right.
Just get off, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go in no details. When you go and you say all that long stuff, and you, some people who are privy to the situation, they will come for you. We all are human, whether they're Christians or not. And the girl who came was, she, you know, claiming she was Christian, but she was cussing up her hide off like she was on Twitter. So she had some real malice feelings towards old boy. You know what I'm saying? But they brought, the writer of the article brought it back on TikTok and basically brought the receipts of his wife basically alluding to the vis-a-vis, you know, infidelity. So that's just where he got me on that, man. He got me on that because it's like, man, you asked for it. You asked for it by trying to make it seem something like that's not God. God ain't gonna be malicious. God ain't gonna try to bamboozle people. God, you know, you came out to try to paint, you tried to set the narrative. People who are living by God's grace and people who know they human, they mess up and they fall, they don't have to try to spin no narrative. Whether you famous or not, you shouldn't have to spin no narrative. And it's gonna be the last thing, because I know you ready to unload too, Lee Steele. But I'm not sure whether you for it or whether you against it. But I know you. I mean, this how I feel about it. Another thing that was the last thing I want to say is, don't be like telling us respect our privacy. If you want people to respect your privacy and you're a public figure, shut up. Don't say nothing. That's how you get people to respect your privacy, by saying nothing about the situation. That's the only way in this type of society, this climate, that people don't respect your privacy. Other than that, you can't ask for people to respect your privacy because you the one put it out. If you would never say anything about it, there wouldn't be no privacy to respect because nobody know about it. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
That's it. That's all I got to say about it. That's great.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's a fan situation. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
So, of course, Rapzilla will post this first because Rapzilla, if you guys don't know, it's kind of like, you know, a big platform for Christian hip-hop or Christian content, should I speak. So Rapzilla posted it first. And as a media outlet, they're supposed to, you know, talk about the good, which is, you know, you're making Billboard chart songs or whatever. Whatever the case may be, you buy a plane, whatever the case may be. And because they are a media outlet, you have to talk about the not-so-good news as well. And this is the category of not-so-good news. So some people will look at it from a natural eye and say that what they did is wrong. And, you know, it's not scriptural or whatever. It's not biblical, whatever. Think that they're just trying to capitalize on their downfall, whatever. But the fact is that Garvey in a very strange situation, and he's trying to, in my opinion, he's trying to handle it the right way. Of course, Reach Records shortly after the Rapzilla article released the statement that they have dropped and released Garvey. I got a phone call early today, about 3 hours ago, from a very good friend of ours, Marty, Glory, called me. And her mom had asked her, who is Garvey? And I said, oh, Lord, Glory, I know you did not call me with this. I thought I was done with this last night after I made my post. And she said, well, because if you remember, in our first interview with Glory, she said in 2019 who she wanted to collab with, and Garvey was one of those artists. So, so you know, Garvey was already in our conversation of us being friends. So the fact that this has come out and, you know, it makes you look really bad. Glory also included in that conversation earlier today that if you go to Garvey's Instagram account, there is nothing on there. And I thought she was lying. Everything, everything from on Garvey's Instagram has been taken down. Everything. When I say everything, I really mean everything. Like, I'm not over-exaggerating. His profile picture ain't even in his profile picture ain't even in his post list. Like, there's everything just says private or is about to make a post. So whatever the case is, when you make a brand new Instagram account, there's nothing there. Usually he would post pictures of his kids, or whatever, but that has been taken down as well. Again, we're asking, like, I'm not bashing Garvey at all. He's a man, okay? We fall into everybody's sin and everybody's temptation is not the same. Cool. And from a business perspective, I can understand Reach Records dropping him because they are about to go on tour. And he is not only a producer, but he's also an artist on the label. So he's been invested in over these past couple of years leading up to this big tour. That is about to go on the road in March. Of course, you don't want anything negative to come back on the business or on the label. Okay. So we got to sit you down or sit you out or something. But exactly. One thing, it says that they have been wrestling with this for over a year. Now, I don't know why Garvey – you know what? We're not in the room with Garvey and Reach Records, Lecrae and the CEO – and all those other people that make the business decisions for the record label. But what I can say is maybe sit Garvey down instead of like ultimately releasing him, because everybody can be redeemed. He can go to counseling. Him and his wife can go to counseling, get back together, whatever the case may be. But if Garvey has impacted you in a positive way, and you have rocked with his music, then we're just asking here at Candid Convos that you will uplift him in prayer. When you go and pray for your kids or pray for your coworker or pray for your church, put his name on a prayer list too, if he need prayer right now. Everything on social media has been taken down.
Hey, bro, two things. Okay. So you understand, I just want to make sure you understand that I'm not bashing his actions of sending pictures and stuff like that. I'm bashing how he tried to address it. I'm not standing on ceremony and how could he cheat on his wife? There's many Christian men, many just regular men who just cheat on people every day. That's not what I'm getting at. I'm getting that as a man of God, if you really, really about that life, and then, you know, own it up to your mistakes. And I mean, not saying he didn't, I mean, he seemed like he owned up, you know, that the marriage, ain't going to work out and it was a mutual agreement. But, I mean, literally, when he said that it's no scandal, it looked like he was getting ahead of something. Because why would you have to say that's no scandal? just let people talk. People going to talk regardless. Am I lying, Alicia?
Nah, you telling straight facts, homie.
So they gonna, you don't have to say that. Let them say, you say what you say. Now they know, leave it at that. You don't have to say it's no scandal. I mean, it is what it is. But the fact that he added that piece was very telling. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be worse than what the receipts are saying, because I just don't see them dropping him for that. I see them dropping him because this is just the calm before the storm. I'm hoping that's not the case, because I don't pray on nobody's downfall. But, I mean, I was shocked that they dropped him. I didn't think they would drop him. sit him down for sure. Yeah, got that. But I didn't think they would drop him. You know, so in my head when I seen it, I was like, it must be a lot much worse than what is publicized right
and
now.
And what they're telling us, yeah.
So, because, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, he was a moneymaker for them. But that's what I we all, like I said, we all fall short of glory, and everything that is done in the dark shall come to the light. So we all will have our day. We all will have our day. Even if you don't think you will, we all will have our day. And I'm saying that knowing myself with my stuff that I struggle with, is I'm going to have my day. Okay? So, but what I'm saying is when you have your day, face your day. Face your day. Don't try to escape it, because true freedom from God is to be more worried about what God gonna say about you than what man is gonna say about you, and his actions, not the actions that he did for his wife. That's reprehensible in itself. But that's between him and God, because I didn't get some reprehensible action. But the ministry that you're doing, that's reprehensible, because you just. I'm literally, he could have just said, me and my wife is getting divorced, pray for us. Literally. And that would have been it. Am I wrong?
Right, bro. I mean, and if you know a good counselor, then please drop their names in the comment section.
Right. But my second thing is this, and because this is another thing, Reach Records need to chill out with this, because they going to talk about we've been wrestling with this for a year. Come on, man. I got to call bull. You know how we do on Candy Cabo. Sometimes you're going to clutch a pearl. Sometimes you're gonna give your life to God. But I got to call bull on this, man, because most of the time, once again, you have to pay attention to the verbiage. We was wrestling it for this for a year, and we see so now this situation allow us to see that we need to let him go. No, what happened is y'all came abreast of it. It wasn't a big deal. Y'all said it's between him and that's his personal life. We still going to make this money with him. Then when things get out and now he's messing up the money, time to let him go. And that's what I'm saying, man. That's standing on ceremony. No need to lie. No need to lie. And I mean, when they say stuff like we've been wrestling this, that's them trying to invoke the spiritual side of it. And even God is very clear on what he wants us to do. If he wants you to release Garvey when you found out, you would have known. And if you did know, then you disobeyed. So I just can't deal with that, bro. I mean, just like tell the truth, man. Tell the truth. All y'all gotta just say, you know, this information is brought to our light. This is not in line with our core values. So henceforth, you know, Garvey is no longer gonna be with Reach Records. Bam. Not no. And that's why I say I think it's worse than what it is, because they say we've been wrestling with this for a year. So how far back did this rabbit hole go? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you put the information together, him saying there's no scandal when nobody even mentioned the scandal, and them saying they've been wrestling with this for a year. Basically setting up the timeline, saying, "Oh, when everything come out, don't come at us." You see what I'm saying? Don't
mm-hmm.
come at us, because we was just doing our due diligence. It's all not of God, bro. It's all not of God. I'm not saying his sin can be redeemed. He can be redeemed, but you can't pour sin on top of sin. And when you are lying is a sin. If you are trying to spin a narrative, that means you are trying to deceive people. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Even if it's business-wise, we correct me if I'm wrong, Lisa, we supposed to acknowledge God in our business. We supposed to acknowledge God in our family life. We supposed to acknowledge God in our personal life, our church life. We supposed to acknowledge God in all our ways. Am I correct?
You're right.
So that's why I can't rock with Reach Records on that statement, man. We've been wrestling this for a year. No, you haven't, man. When the money comes in jeopardy, that's when you wrestle with it. Crazy.
So, Marty, I got a question. Well, actually, you know what? I got two questions. So we know KB left Reach Records, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you think Garvey's actions was part of it?
Well, I mean, that's news to me. I didn't know KB left Reach Records. I mean,
you didn't know KB left Reach Records?
I remember we was talking about him. I think we did the buy, hold, and sell. And I was like, you know, I even said in the buy, hold, and sell, man, he got that backing behind him with Reach Records. Nobody corrected me.
Wow.
They just literally last year. So how long he been
bro,
gone? Like when he just
Reach Records. I mean, KB left Reach Records maybe in sometime during like the pandemic.
Okay, so I probably was still on brand. But, you know, that was last year was 21. So maybe I still was all about you. But I mean, yeah, man. Because I mean, just think about this, bro. Say me and you doing this radio show, right? And we come on there, and we just like, God is good, God is great, man. This is awesome. We love him. We thank him. Then we cut up, we go off live, and I'm like, yeah, man, I just met with this beautiful girl, man. I'm cheating on my wife. I'm trying to look for another shorty. Wouldn't you feel some type of way of being a part of that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you feel like you're flocking with the wrong, you know, birds of a feather flocking
yeah.
together?
Yep.
So I can't even be surprised on that because if you are conflicted, if you really have a servant heart of God, you can't, and you bring that to, I mean, because the story was that a lot of people was coming to him and try to get him to fix the issue. So if people coming to Reach Records and say, hey man, we can't let this stand, this dude's going to ruin us and ruin, you know, our ministry. We a record label, we a ministry, and Reach Records like, nah, be still bringing in that money just like y'all. So, you know, it is what it is. That's his personal business. Then we in it for the money, not ministry.
My second question, Marty, when the brand new Unashamed tour comes to your city, are you buying a ticket?
hey man, I don't get to go to concerts like that. I think the only concert, the one and only concert I have ever been to, it was a Mary Mary concert. And the James Fortune concert, and I took my wife to that on a date night. So, nah, man, I really try to, try to keep these kids' mouth fixed. I don't do too much spending on me. Sometimes I do some spending on me and my wife. I say all of that to say, even if I had the money, and even if I really wanted to go, I mean, Garvey wasn't my favorite in Reach Records, But I say all of that to say no. No, I would not purchase a ticket. But I will say that it don't have nothing to do with this situation. It has nothing to do with this situation. Because like I said, God can redeem. He can, I mean, who never knows? I mean, anybody who listening to this, I wouldn't tell you to shut it down. Because what if God redeemed him by the time he come to your city and he got a testimony for you based on what he went through? So that's what we need to understand.
Facts. All right, Marty, man, we got something exclusive in queue. Again, before we get into the music, though, in case if anybody wants to call in, if you are following the Garvey story as well, and you have any feedback or, some comments you want to let off your chest, dial the number, 914-205-5471, to tap in, to listen, to interact. If not, that's okay. Marty, we got something exclusive by you in queue tonight. Who is this song called Sounds of the Horns? Whose song is this?
Hey man, that was a DJ from Greece who reached out to us. He heard a song that we put on the we made a remake of a Fetty Wap song, 619. And so at that time, it was going crazy on Facebook. We performed it at a couple of youth services. And it was going crazy in around local, and somehow it reached him. And so he asked us, hey, I'm going to send y'all this track. I want y'all to make a song to it. You know, we made a song to it. We add some, if you hear some language in there that you don't recognize, then we add some Greek stuff because he's a DJ and he's spinning it in Christian clubs up there. So, it was me, Ty G, you know him, and my little bro, Ken J. And we formed this group that I used to have in the secular world called VIP. So we twisted, we took the mantle of VIP because it means vision and progress. And so we just took it and remained VIP. But in this area, we was the new area of VIP, you know, going in the vision change. Still a vision, just the vision change. And so, yeah, we made the song, and I think it's one of the most iconic works I've been part of. I mean, I wrote a lot of it, but man, I tell you, I have never been a part with two young guys who can help me put, you know, the art that I hear in my head together to be able to hear it out. It's hard, man, when you're a songwriter to hear the stuff that's in your head come out the way you hear it. But these guys helped me do that, and I hope y'all enjoy it.
Hey, man, well, we're going to get to it right now here on the Candy Combo Show. Let's get it.
My God. To God be the glory.
This is a praise break.
Taji.
Taji.
King J.
King J.
Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life was unstable in my past. Now I'm with God, I'm steady. In a second, he placed me first on the list. Now I'm with God, I'm ready.
I'm ready, you ready?
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 Hit me with the heart.
If God say your life, protect you from home.
Like it is sound at home.
Remove the devil from your side like a thorn.
Like it is sound at home.
If God's been good and you've been
like it is sound at home.
Like what you feel and you wanna join.
Shout,
like
it's a
sound at home. If God say your life protect you from home.
Shout,
like it is sound at home.
Remove the devil from your side like a thorn.
Shout,
like it is sound at home.
If God's been good and you've been reborn.
Like what you feel and you wanna join.
Shout,
like it is sound at home. It's a praise break, and if you let it in, it's what you get when the saints make a record. I'm a record like the walls of Jericho. You can take it to the bank, put the credit in his name. Or joyful noise, or joyful noise I rap. We know Satan poised to strike, avoid the trap. So I show respect like sir, salute, and death to the man that showed the way, the truth, the man. Where you at? Get your move on and you groove on to the sound of these horns. I've been slept on like a futon, but I'm tired of you snoring. When the praise that for the main man, reason I'm reborn. I'm a free man, no more game, my future reformed. Now I'm feeling the spirit, I see it, the message is clearer. Praise is the key to the door for my blessings to enter. Sinner to saint, I won't go from a saint to a sinner. My shackles and chains have been broken and now I'm a winner.
I'm free, no worries. The sound of the hearts and the chains off me. My past is black history. Now I walk in victory.
From home,
like it is sound at home.
Remove the devil from your side like a thorn.
Like it is sound at home.
If God's been good and you've been reborn.
Like it is sound at home.
Like what you feel and you wanna join.
Like it is sound at home.
If God said your life protect you from home.
Like it is sound at home.
Remove the devil from your side like a thorn.
Like it is sound at home.
If God's been good and you've been reborn.
Hey, bro, Taji.
DJ Giggly. Right.
What's up, Praise Break?
Yeah.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
What's good, family? This is True Music from Toledo, Ohio, and you are rocking with Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics, exclusive guests, and the hottest music known to man. Keep it locked.
Amen, you guys. We are back. Hey, man, shout out to Marty, man, for sending over that track, man. I'm loving that track. It has an upbeat to it, and it definitely makes you want to slap your knee and dance around the carpet a little bit. I'm feeling that one, bro.
Hey, man, the sad part about it is that we sent it. That's the rough copy. We sent it and never heard back from the DJ, so we don't know what came of it. We was just supposed to record it and send it to him, and he was going to get it mixed and mastered, so... That's just the rough copy. Never talk to, I mean, I'm not saying nothing against DJ Giggly. I think it's because he started DJing in clubs after that. So I think he just kind of, left the Christian DJing alone. So we don't know if he ever got played in a Christian club over there or not.
Gotcha. Well, no worries. We all know that it was fire, even though it was a rough mix. Maybe you might need to find somebody that can mix and master it. I don't know. There's plenty of people that I know that can mix and master it for free. Actually, I just had an interview with the homie Jay Measy before the show on the Godson podcast, and Jay Measy was telling me that he is just now getting into mixing and mastering. I do know that the homie Quinnis from Florida is into mixing and mastering. Christ Jr. is into mixing and mastering. So if you need somebody to mix and master it, I'm a phone call away. I'm just saying.
Sir, yes, sir. I know, bro. Amen. I got you.
Okay, well, anyway, I loved it. Wait until y'all hear the second song that Marty sent over. But y'all got to tune into the KS Radio Show this Friday night to check that out. Because I'm only playing that one on the KS Radio Show. Y'all don't get double the gems tonight. No. Y'all got to call into the KS Radio Show on Friday to hear that song. Anyway, we are all called to make history. And a lot of people have made history that are African Americans, and we celebrate them this month. But one person who is making history in a negative way is a Georgia pastor. Not only his pastor, but Marty, his wife as well. I thought when you bring two people together, they make one, they make better decisions. Not these two. This pastor in Georgia and his wife. Can somebody say and his wife? I said and his wife were arrested on charges of false imprisonment. Marty, I didn't know what false imprisonment was until I read this article. Apparently, they have found up to, in their basement, eight people, eight freaking people under the disguise of a church known as One Step of Faith, Second Chance. Man, Marty, I couldn't even believe the headline when you sent over this article. You got to weigh in, bro. I got to know your thoughts.
Man, when I read it, I was like, okay, is it confirmed that he actually got pastoral credentials? Because when you read the doggone name, you know, One Step of Faith, Second Chance, that just screams fake. Okay. If you doggone receive a letter in the mail that says one step of faith, second chance, you would throw that away. You would thank somebody trying to spam you, okay? If you send it in your email, you will send it to the spam folder, because ain't no way in heck that could be a real church name. And don't get me wrong, they come up with, you know, the cowboy church. I just seen some church names, but come on, man. Come on, man. Jesus Christ, bro. I was taken aback by this story, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, you know, they called, and the reason, you know, let me just preface it with this. The reason why this is crazy is because they called the freaking authorities and they had a deadbolt on the basement door, and they couldn't get it open. So they brought the doggone sheriff through the window to see about a person who they was keeping in prison. So I was just taken aback by the fact of the stupidity of, so y'all, it's if, I mean, bro, you got to help me out. Do some people know what they be doing is wrong sometimes these days?
I think they know that they know that they know that they know no. They know this is wrong.
But they called the cops. They called the cops. They called the cops. I could have seen somebody else heard something and they called. No, they called the cops. Then they tell the cops, not only did they call the cops, they say, you know, we got deadbolt on the basement. We don't want to open that because we don't want everybody to come flying out, come crawl through this window. Like, I just don't see that the present mind is there. You know what I'm saying? Like, is the present mind is really there that y'all, hey, what y'all doing is suspect. But you, I mean, come on. This is terrible. They say they had mental patients there. People had mental, you know, illnesses. People were just, you know, elderly. And it was all a group home just to get some money, man. They took control of the people on, you know, life so they could get the people money. It was crazy, bro. So I don't know if they were a legit pastor or because they say it did say they did it under the guise of second. So I don't know if they was really having church or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping they wasn't. But, I mean, but that's crazy, bro. I seen this story, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Then after I read it, I was just like, so they just keeping the people that, I mean, people really be doing this, bro. Do you know people do you really? Like, pick who? I mean, I didn't even want, I mean, I love my dog, and I love my cat, but I don't even want them half of the time. You going to take on extra, and I get it, they, I get it, you get money for them, but... I guess they can do it because obviously they wasn't taking care of them well. You know what I'm saying? They just like, we get the money, we don't have the necessary. But you got to keep them alive because they you got to have some fear of them not dying, because if they die, then you even worse off. You going to jail even worse. I don't know, bro. This is crazy. Could you make sense of this?
I cannot. The pastor says everybody inside this home was here on their own free will. They were free to come and go as they pleased. No one was kept held hostage. And then also in the article, it said that some of the people that they housed were wards of the state. What is happening?
Oh, my God.
What is happening? The individuals who have been oftentimes been homeless or wards of the state. What is happening? You put your whole family in jeopardy. Oh, my gosh, people of God, we got to do better by setting the right example. And that does not include locking people in your basement. What is
exactly
happening? What has
everything
the world and the earth turned into? Everything but that.
Bro.
Marty,
bro.
I'm taking it back like you.
One step of faith, second chance ministries.
that name too long, first of all. Who gonna remember that? I mean, I thought my church had a long name. This church is a long, awkward name. I'm just saying.
OF2CM. Oh, Jesus, you can't back acronym that.
Man, please don't put that on the shirt. Please do not put that on the shirt. That'll give you a headache just for somebody asking, what does it mean? Anyway,
I mean, the name
this
is
pastor.
Not story.
And anyway, so, this pastor and his wife have both been charged with holding 8 people in their basement. Man,
ages 25 to 65.
I just can't get past this. Mark, you come up with these crazy topics for us to talk about, and it is a highlight of my night. I will tell you that. Again, thank you for sending over this topic. If you guys want any more information, or if you want to talk about this on your own show, just hit us up. We can send you the link. If not, you can find the article on NBC News. You can go to Yahoo News or whatever website you want to go to. But it's, the article is written by an editor, Alicia, from NBC News. Anyway, before we get out of here, y'all, we just want to say happy birthday to all of those who have February birthdays, including Marty the Greatest, Dion, the homie, Tristan, whose birthday is on the 9th. We might be going to the car show this weekend. So if you are not following me on social media, you guys definitely want to, because I'm going to be posting pictures from the car show and maybe going live. I don't know. Anyway, happy birthday to you all. I got something exclusive before we get out of here, because the February, and it is about a week and a half for my little man's birthday. So I got something new and exclusive. So it's a radio show full of exclusive music. I got Tristan's birthday song that we are going to play right now. And if anybody wants to, you know, comment below, happy birthday, Tristan, it would be definitely appreciated. Or if you want to comment happy birthday, Dion, or happy birthday to somebody that you know in the month of February, or if you want to send some love and a big happy birthday and a huge shout-out to Marty for his birthday next later on this month, definitely do that. But we are going to get into this track, this exclusive song. Here is Tristan's B-Day song right here on Candy Convos. Y'all keep it locked. We got one more announcement before we get out of here, and we thank you guys for listening. Here is Tristan's birthday song.
Another day, another year, let's celebrate, it's great cheer. It's my birthday, I've been waiting, I'm so glad it's here. Eat cake, get kissed, we'll pass the time. Right now I'm gonna say my goodbyes to four Cause today I'm saying hello to fire. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Tristan. Happy birthday to you. It's my birthday. It's on a party, we on the run. Hands in the air, let's have some fun. I promise that we won't mess it up. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Tristan. Happy birthday to you.
It's my birthday. Now I just wanna say everybody for wishing me happy birthday. But in this last part, I'm gonna try to help me out. Y'all ready? Let's go. Go Tristan. It's my birthday. Make a wish. Blow out the candles. Eat some cake. It's so good. I'm fine. It's okay. Repeat after me. Go Tristan.
Go Tristan.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
Blow out the candles.
Blow out the candles.
Eat some cake.
Eat some cake.
It's so good.
So good.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Go Tristan.
Go Tristan.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
Blow out the candles.
Blow out the candles.
Eat some cake.
Eat some cake.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
It's all good.
It's all good.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
It's all good.
It's all good. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Tristan. Happy birthday to you.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at Aliciotorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Again, you guys, man, that was the birthday song for Tristan. Shout out to the homie RL Music that made that song from scratch. And also, the video. But the video is not yet released, so y'all want to tap in on his birthday. And if you haven't wished Tristan a happy birthday already, then you can do it on the 9th, which is next Wednesday. Martin the Greatest, man, what you think about that birthday track?
I love that song, bro. I love it. I mean, that just gave me the motivation because, you know, I got something to clip too. So I'm going to have something before his birthday. Yes, sir. He just gave me. RL always motivates me. But he just motivate me because that's our guy. That's the little prince. You know what I'm saying? So gotta take care of TJ, man. That's my guy.
Hey, man. Anytime I pick up Tristan, he always wants to get on the phone. Daddy, can we call Glory? Daddy, can we? Are you on the phone with Marty? Can we call Marty? you should hear him when I pick him up from school. And I know, hey, Daddy, how was work? Daddy, can we call somebody you know, please? Anyway, I love my son. Happy birthday to you, Tristan. I saw him about 2 hours ago before my interview with Jay Measy, and I told him that we were going to give him a happy birthday today. So happy birthday to you, son, and hopefully I will have a chance to talk to you before you go to bed if you're not already asleep. But thank you all for listening to Candid Convos. Again, if you guys need any of those articles that we talked about tonight, definitely inbox us. Definitely like the business page at Candid Convos 2020. You can find us on social media as well. Martin the Greatest, with your birthday coming up, of course, you want people to follow you as well. So how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Hey, Martin the Greatest everywhere. That's one word, MartinTheGreatest. All one word, Martin the Greatest everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, you know, YouTube. Just go ahead and subscribe, like, and follow. All right? And trust me, we got a lot more coming, man.
Hey, man, we do want to give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors and partnerships tonight. Shout-out to HustlePrayEat.com. You can check out their website for all of your apparel needs and desires. Click the link and check out Eve's Garden. If you are wanting or desiring to better your immune system, support my sister Alexis Johnson and follow her at _ Eve's Garden on Instagram for more information, or click the link to her website as well. Shout-out to Rosalind Smith Counseling, which is where you can contact Rosalind for professional counseling services for individuals and couples. Click the link, book a session today. And also, we can't forget about our special partnership with our good friend, Gloria Shalom, with ShalomShe.com, which is an online fashion boutique for women, all women of all sizes, with affordable prices. So click the link, do yourself a favor and shop today. Don't do yourself a disservice, do yourself a service and a favor and check out the link to all of those websites and all of those who are partnered with us that make the Candid Convo Show what it is. Again, thank you all for listening. You can follow me at KS Radio Show, everyone on social media. And if you haven't liked the business page, please like the business page to the Candid Convo page as well as the KS Radio Show page to stay up to date with everything that we're doing and where we're going and who we're doing it with. And if we're taking pictures with people or if we like going live on stage with somebody, you never know what's going on one of our business pages. So you definitely want to like both of them to stay up to date. So, Marty, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I got one question, though.
What song
should we close out with? Should we close out with some D1, some Mike Teezy, or some Trinity Trey?
I feel like hearing D1. You know, a 504 boy. I feel like hearing D1. Let's get it.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get out of here with some brand new 1K SKU featuring D1 and Aha Gazelle, my brother, because we're here to make history with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And, of course, with God's glory being on our side, we can't lose. So we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. You guys have a great evening. Don't forget, you got work tomorrow, so you got to get up on time to be on time. Here is D1, 1K SKU, and Aha Gazelle with my brothers. You guys, much love, peace, God bless, and good night. Let's get it.
Yeah. What time in here? Like 12, 1. Just took down to Minnesota, but ain't nothing small about this Posco. When I thought it was gonna be over, I told my mama that I won't stop. I told them problems at the bottom, and now I'm solving them up top. Made a lot of my partners change instead of watching them on call. I came a long way from trying to rob the candy lady. Sorry, Miss Jackie. I'm sorry. I was working hard for them snacks. Every time I got with my dogs, it was shaggy. Now I'm finally getting no sleep without trying to find a plug for them Addies. I ain't wanna keep dodging bullets, trying to put a hole in one with no caddy. 4 years is what they gave little Polo, sadly. Four. I don't know why he robbed them four, but he's taking it like a soldier if you ask. Oh, no. Only reason he's still sitting in there is cause it sang on him like red.
That's why.
But it's crazy how he kept it too solid while the church folks backstabbed.
No.
They'll judge you just for walking on the grass too fast, kinda like Stanley. Why they don't wanna see all the gangsters come and get saved, cause they too manly.
Why
you sitting there looking like a deer stuck in them headlights? What you Bambi?
What?
That's why I keep the armor of God around me while I'm in the water like Sandy.
I come from the swamp, so sometimes I act like an ogre. And I guarantee when that sun goes down, she gon' change like Fiona. Had to learn how to hide my pain, been wearing masks before the Rona. Tryna hop up in that water, you gon' find out that you Jonah. I come and beatin' on my chest, I thought I told ya, I'm a soldier. I
I thought the drugs were none the pain, but it just made me colder. I guess my body temperature the same as all these shoulders. I thought I knew it all when I was young, but I got older.
Gotta know your name, your background, and your story before we meet. If I don't know where your mama stay, can't let you know where I sleep. When my gut told me don't trust old girl, I should've took heed. She friendly with too many dudes, and that ain't what I need. Was a trench baby, now I got trust fund money for my little seeds. My grandma died last year, but I still hear her voice in my sleep. When I signed my deal, I bought 3 cars and gave them to my partners. Kept riding around in my hoopty, man, I love being modest. Man, I love being godly. I'm a rebel, plus I'm rowdy. In my section, they be catching smurder charges like a hobby. And I be going through hella storms, but handle them like Kyrie Irving, cause I'm swerving past them even when they foul me. We the big three, few and I, how they beside me. All my circles linked together, kinda like an Audi. Only way that I survive the trenches, God allowed me. That's why I say his name on every song and do it proud.
This is me and all my brothers, me and all my brothers, me and all my brothers. Same fathers, different mothers. I got love for all my brothers. Through the mud, head tell me we the same way in public. We ain't changing for no money, they're my brothers. Sorry that they come here, they're my brothers. All I know is hustle through the struggle with my brothers. Keep that thing on suffer, cause you never know it's coming.